Now, we have someone that's going to share their thoughts with us. And I love this person. And anybody that knows him loves him. I'm sorry, honey. I know you've got a brand new husband there, but, sir, hold on to her, sir. Ready? But I'm in love with this young man, but I have to tell you where I saw him first. Ready? Somebody told him to come to a church over here in Kensington. And I'm up here, and I look out, and here comes this, what I consider handsome. He doesn't consider it. He doesn't agree with me very often. But I consider him very handsome. Pops in that door over there and comes and sits down, not knowing that he'd got the wrong church. And we never let him go because everybody fell in love with him, so nobody would let him go. And I guarantee if you haven't met him, get ready, honey. Even you with that husband, brand new husband she's got right there. Get ready. You'll fall in love again, honey. It's all right. You can love too. Yeah. So anyhow, again, everybody falls, and he's magnificent young man, magnificent young man. He's a Navy SEAL. So he gets up there in the air, jumps out into the ocean. Oh. And I don't understand ranks, but he's got a pretty good one. Most people want to listen to him. He can't boss me around, honey. I'm too old for that. But I can't tell you what his rank is, sir, but it's nice and high, and he's so respected. And I got to tell you, I love him dearly. And that's our Josh. Tell you, got to listen and look quick because he's leaving us. He's going to go over to Hawaii for a couple of years.
I got one more week. Yeah. Thanks for letting me talk, Millie.
Love you.
I'm reading a book by Brené Brown right now called Daring Greatly. I think getting some nods there. Some people have read it. So this is a little bit vulnerable for me being up here. But I think it's a good thing. She said what I did. I am in the Navy, still doing that. I've had a lot of good experiences, gone a lot of places. Today I'll just share a little bit about just my life, and then we'll kind of get with how I stumbled in here, which was pretty amazing. And then just some thoughts about what I think about being a warrior. I kind of titled this Warrior Love, so we'll just go with that. So I was born in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
We got Me too.
Yes. All right. Yeah. All right, good deal. I'm happy about that, too. I got a little Texas in me, too, but that would come later. My mom's name is Ruth. I think some of you guys have met her. She lived out here with me for a little while. And single mother. Didn't know my dad right off the bat. Give my mom some props for some things she did right away. Probably would have been pretty easy to just let me go, but she didn't. Pretty big into sports when I was younger. Definitely helped get me through school. Kindergarten, barely got through that. I think my mom let me watch a Terminator movie one time, and I found myself in kindergarten taking a couple kids' heads and doing that. But But I managed to get through, and recess, definitely the best class I've ever been to. When I was about 10 or 11, my mom ended up getting married. His name is Paul. He ended up adopting me, and I took his name for a bit. So right off the bat, he has four kids. So all of a sudden, I go from just me and mom to four siblings there, which was quite a turning point. It was good. And then we ended up moving to Texas. About that time, for whatever reason, I became very interested in like spiritual type things. I think I'd about read the whole Bible by the time I was 12 or 13. Kind of weird, but it just was what it was. And almost in my mind, kind of became a good kid. I was a little bit maybe wild before that. And so why ever that happened, it did. And I think it was kind of good. So we moved to Texas. Still big in athletics, running, all that. I want to run in school, track and cross country. And then I get introduced to the Navy. Didn't grow up in Navy family really too much. But I don't know, it was clearly the best thing. And it was a little bit of a godsend that I got introduced to that. Went to school. And then once you're there, you owe 5 years after that because it's free. So it's kind of a neat thing. Ended up coming out here in 2005 to start training. One thing that I'll just mention, just a little bit of kind of struggles, but just let you know some things I dealt with. I think early on, a bit of forgiveness and self-worth kind of showed up in some self-sabotaging ways. People wouldn't really know that, but I could see it in my running career and stuff like that. And I was kind of a big runner, if you will. I probably don't look like a distance runner, but I ended up running a pretty fast mile back in the day. Struggled with eating and whatnot. People wouldn't think that, but it did. I'll tell you a few. Not having a dad along the way kind of a little bit of a theme. And I'll tell you a blessing that came about was I basically found my grandpa at the YMCA. It's pretty cool. It's a pretty significant thing there. But my mom was working out, and I was waiting. And we were just waiting there. And the janitor, he's got a bunch of change in his pocket and sees if I want to buy something in the vending machine. And, of course, a little kid, you're like, yeah, it's about the coolest thing to a little guy like myself. And he became pretty much the only grandpa I ever had. And he died in around 2008. And one of his sons or maybe stepsons, you know, sent me a note saying, you know, how special he thought I was. All right. Now we'll get to getting closer to talking about some things here. I came out here in 2005 to do the big Navy SEAL training. So throwing sand in my face and swimming in cold water just over there in Coronado. It's quite an experience. Only really thought about quitting. I really thought of what it would be like to quit. And it took me until probably 8 months ago to forgive myself for even thinking about what it would be like to quit. But I think I've gotten over it. It only happened because I heard somebody else talking about it. I'm like, oh, other people thought about quitting. I think it's actually quite common, but it wasn't acceptable to me. Now it is. I've got about 13 years in now. I think when I first came here in 2012, I probably had, you know, 6 deployments or something. Actually, less than that. I've been gone for about 2 years to various places in the world since I've been found you guys. did probably my first mission in 2008, locked out of a ballistic missile submarine in the middle of the night, went out and did some stuff, me and some guys, and then came back. I was kind of wondering what it would, I felt like if I just do this, then yeah, I'll be the man. Or just that feeling of once you do something that you think that it'll fulfill you. And it is cool, but doesn't quite do all of that. All right, so how I found this church, I'm sure your story is, I like it. So I was looking for another church, took a wrong turn, just straight up drove by here, and I was like, okay, I'll try it out. And then the next week, the same thing happened. I missed the I felt like I wanted to come back, but there was a part of me that, for whatever reason, was like, no. I wasn't really scared either. Because I kind of skipped over. Like, I had seen some crazy stuff when I was younger. Laying out of hands and speaking in tongues. So I'd seen it. This was not that scary. Next week, even though I was like, I'm not going to go back for whatever reason, even though I wanted to, I made the same wrong turn again, and then boom, I was back here. And then I was like, that's it. Know that you know. No phone back there? Okay. All right. Now I'll kind of get into, I'm close to getting to the point, but some things that I think some of y'all have come here for a while probably know. And then if you don't and you're interested in this kind of stuff, it may mean something to you. This is probably the first like family experience and or love that I really felt in an environment like this, and I needed it. It speaks to me when somebody says that you go to church to give. And I wasn't really in that mindset. I was kind of going to get, although regardless, still you're still able to do some good things. And that's where I want to be. Secondly, I mentioned the know that you know. Now that's been a pretty profound thing to some of the classes here, Millie's teachings, because we all want to know what to do. That's the first thing I heard when I was starting out the training. Every man wants to know what to do, man, woman, you know. But to be able to build up that confidence. And what's I find pretty interesting here is it's an actual spiritual experience, whereas you can just go to church. We'll say other churches, however they are, but if there's no actual experience that can touch you, it's kind of missing something, and you're gonna be searching for something. Conversely, this alone is not enough either, I think, as some of you know. I was also helped out with a lot of confidence in what I do for work, which is kind of cool. Some people might not think that I have some doubts here or there, but I do. Not just, you know, tough guy SEAL or whatever. And then probably the best thing, and it's probably a universal theme, is just knowing that you're enough and that you're good. I think I've been trying to prove that for a long time. I've done fairly well at it, but it's not enough. You've helped me a lot with that. Yeah, so I guess I'll lift up my skirt a little bit for you. just so you know, knowing that you're enough and worthy You know, I had some, you know, self-defeating thoughts, if you will, that just, you know, took my knees out from under me, as we all do. But some significant stuff that, like, really smacked me in the face, you know, stuff about manhood and knowing that I'm strong enough, tough enough, you know, can look somebody in the eye and shake their hand. Relationships, you know, being in a relationship and not performing, you know, like, oh God, what's wrong with me? I like chicks, right? and or, you know, something slapped me in the face in a really bad spot, you know, drinking too much, driving down the road, and, you know, like, thoughts of just driving off the road. Like, where does this come from? But it's all pretty good because it's, you know, a bit of it, the mind-breaking, and I guess really learning who you are. Now I'll get into how you really helped me a lot with this, and people in this audience really helped me a lot with this, being a better warrior. And I've never felt so strong as some of the experiences in here about going out into the world and getting after it, really. And physical danger is, I don't know, I find this talk to be more difficult than that. And I'm not a war hero, but I've done some dangerous things. I'll read a few verses here. I'm getting close. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Exodus. Here's a little something that I read when I was a bit younger, talking about Jesus, a guy named Philip Yancey. How would telling people to be nice to one another get a man crucified? What government would execute Mr. Rogers or Captain Kangaroo? Huh. And I'm a big fan of Jesus, too. And this helped me know that it wasn't about being nice. It was about being good. And Jesus, you know, he could get after it, too. And okay. So, number one here. I got about four things. I'll just talk about what I think means to be a warrior. Number one, put yourself in the right spot. As a ground force commander in the battlefield, it's important to, it matters where you physically are, the dude who's in charge of what's going on. You're talking to the air assets that bring down bombs. That's your most lethal force. You have other elements out there with big, heavy weapons and rockets. It matters where you are for the communication part of it. And for us in this, it matters that you're here right now. It matters that you show up next week, if that's what you want to do. Just getting there is significant. And there's a story that I'll relate to that. There's actually an editorial called The Bathsheba Syndrome. Anybody ever heard of that, maybe? The story of Bathsheba in the Bible, when David, King David, should have been out fighting, but he decided to stay back, where kings don't stay back, but he did. And then, lo and behold, what happens with idle time? He sees Bathsheba on a rooftop somewhere. I'm sure she's just beautiful. And he's the king, and so he basically takes her. He sleeps with her. She gets pregnant. Meanwhile, her husband is out fighting. And then it's a snowball effect of David ended up killing her husband, and then it's a series of backfalls from there, all because he wasn't in the right spot where he should be. I can't say how important that is for, I think, all of us as well. And how this ties into modern society, you know, with some significant leaders not being where they should be, taking advantage of their power and whatnot. Anybody heard General Petraeus? big deal general, CIA director. That's Bathsheba syndrome. And it, I can't think of any other names right now. Number two, a warrior takes care of himself. That's some self-love. That's prioritizing and executing. That's a big thing in the little military world that I live in, because there's all kinds of stuff to do. But there's really things, you know, you got to, for what is important to you, putting those at the top of your list. And that is, you tell me this every other time I see you, taking care of myself. Thank you. But eating right, not drinking too much, you name it, whatever it is for you. And I'll tell you a deployment experience where I pretty much, I don't know if it broke down, but I had enough on this last deployment that I was at. Nobody knew it, but I was just, my mind was fried. I hadn't been getting much sleep. And I basically, we'll call it a spiritual experience, but I just stopped caring a bit, and it was quite awesome. My performance level went skyrocketed, and started taking care of myself physically much better. Emails? Anybody have any trouble with emails? You got to check them all? Nope, not true. You don't have to check them all. And probably the biggest thing is doing those healthy things, you're able to remain present. And that's pretty powerful. I significantly remember, you know, VTCing with a general and just talking like a boss because I was present. And it's a great feeling. It really is. So take care of yourself. Third thing, a warrior duels with his doubt. Because we all have doubts. I clearly lifted my skirt and showed you that I have some doubts. There's a verse from 2 Corinthians about Paul. He's talking. He says, each time said he, no, but I am with you. That is all you need. I think this is Jesus talking. My power shows up best in weak people. Now Paul talking. Now I'm glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and abilities, since I know it's all for Christ's good. I'm quite happy about the thorn and about all the insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. The less I have, the more I depend on him. I have proven this over and over to myself coming here. I walked in and not feeling worthy, feeling like I could offer something, but it's untrue. You can't always can. Even if all you say is God use me, it's that simple. No matter what is happening, it's that simple. And then I'm not sure if you guys will see the connection here, but I kind of liked it. It's about Samson. He's defeating the Philistines. Everybody know Samson? Long hair, strength, just poof. Says, when he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him. Before this, I think, was it the Israelites tied him up to, like, he let them tie him up. Like, let's just do this, guys. Okay, so and he goes, and Philistines shouted as they met him. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that the ropes that were on his arms were as flax that is burned with fire, and his bonds dropped from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, so he reached out and took it and killed 1,000 men. That's pretty significant there. The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. And I kind of almost link it to spirit, angels, some of the experiences that happen here. When you can experience that, I'm not saying you're going to become Samson, but it's pretty amazing. And if that interests you, keep seeking it out. And if you've experienced it, you know it, and it's awesome. So, and then lastly, a warrior loves his mother. and or family, whatever it is that you have or that is closest to you, kind of the very people that you can almost hurt the most, but that's the people you love the most. I still am amazed of that saying about that we picked our parents. I love it. It's very accountable. It's forcing us to be accountable as well, which I profoundly like. And I have a great mother, but I can also have been a little angry at her from time to time too, or a lot actually. But that's the base of a lot of things. Loving where we came from, no matter how it was, I think. I think that's pretty much it. Thank you all.